Welcome to The Shift, a program dedicated to living a healthier life. Now, here is your host, Dr. Annette Hazzalone.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me for The Shift. It has been an absolutely phenomenal week. Yes, I'm still doing P90X round two, phase three. It's amazing the body changes, but you know, I'm so glad. I'm going to be glad when it's over. That's right. I went from a size 10-12 down to a size 6-8. And it's a phenomenal program. So if anybody wants to know more about that, you can always write me at go to drannette.com and click the link to send me an email. That's www.drannette.com. Don't forget to spell it all out, drannette.com. And remember, while you're there, check out those health packs. They have last year's pricing, so they're affordable. You know, Elemental Research and I have worked very hard to keep that pricing down just for the radio listeners that go to the website. That's right. We've been talking a lot about all this craziness going on out here. You know, everything from this Healthcare Reform Act, which is socialism, all the way to, you know, high fructose corn syrup. Well, the other day I was watching the president's address to the prayer breakfast and was not surprised, but baffled, because President Obama was once again chastising people for disagreeing with him. And he put it in such a way as not to sound like he was chastising, but if you watched the man's face, you could tell that he was quite annoyed by the fact that his health care reform, socialistic, communistic type of control play did not make it thus far. And any of you out there that are participating in the Tea Parties and writing your representatives, continue to do so. It's having an effect. Remember, don't vote in those incumbents because they have a vested interest in what happens to their pocket. And don't care about what happens to you. I want to remind you that Elemental Research, INC, Elemental Research Incorporated, is the sponsor for this show, the ones that have those wonderful Angstrom minerals. Then remember, minerals are the basis for all optimal health. That's true. They're the building blocks for everything. Now, we've been looking at, you know, the high fructose corn syrup. Remember, this stuff is horrible for you. It was created in Japan and used in replacement of sugar because it was cheaper by one third. But when they did some testing recently, I believe it was in December, they found out that these high fructose corn syrups, that nearly half of them, more than a third, less than a half, so quite a bit of it, has mercury in it. There's this contamination going on everywhere. High fructose corn syrup, not only does it have a heavy metal in it that's highly toxic, but it has a lot of different metabolic impacts to you. It can elevate your blood sugar, triglycerides, low-density lipoproteins, or cholesterol. It can deplete your vitamins and minerals and cause gout, heart disease, and liver damage. My lands. So there's high fructose corn syrup. There's drugs that they keep pumping into our population and saying, oh, it's good for you. It's okay. And we'll get more into that later in the show. And there's also that fly ash I've been telling you about. They want to dump those heavy metals on fields of crops. Yeah, that's right. Dump it onto the crops because it retains water. But what about the cadmium, lead, mercury, the heavy metals that are in that are going to be uptaken by the plant? Because remember, mercury, aluminum, all the heavy metals have a cumulative effect. They try telling us, oh, well, just a little bit of mercury that's found in a vaccine or in this fly ash we want to put on your soil or that's in the high fructose corn syrup. Oh, just a little bit is not going to hurt you. Well, you may not manifest symptoms from a small dose of it, but I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that it is everywhere and it does accumulate in your body and will kill you. It's in your teeth as well. If you have mercury amalgam or a silver amalgam fillings, as they like to call them. So you're getting mercury from a whole host of different sources. And they're saying, oh, well, in this source, it's not going to hurt you because it's in a minute amount. Well, it takes a minute amount, like what you would find in one filling of your tooth. That amount dropped into a lake, they'll shut the lake down. That's right. And then we've got GMOs. GMOs, yeah, genetically modified. Yeah, foods. That's not real food. It's genetically modified. They sit there and fiddle fart around with the, did I say that word? I did. Must be because I've been hanging out with my grandchildren. Pardon me. But they've been fiddling around with the DNA and RNA, all of the different, cells of these plants and animals and mixing them together. And then say, oh, it's okay. But even the non-industrialized nations are saying, no, we're not going to eat your GM foods. You can keep them. So the American population has become a huge testing ground. And wow, ooh, maybe some genocide going on. Because I believe it was on the show, what show was that? There was a show that had Jesse Ventura. Yeah, he was talking about the fact that they want to soft kill hosts of a whole bunch of the population because there's too many of us. Well, you know, dumping mercury and stuff like that into our food supply and into our bodies. Well, that's not a soft kill. That's a hard kill. That's going to kill you. And then there's also been talk about how this group, and it was also on that Jesse Ventura show that says, we want to put some stuff in those vaccines that will cause people to become impotent or non-fertile. Well, there was also a study that was done just recently that said, hey, you know what? Conception rates are down, and they're decreasing. So that should tell us something. Maybe there's some fire behind the smoke. Yeah. Now, I want to remind you that there are zero deaths caused by vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. I've told you this before, but it bears repeating that there are no deaths whatsoever from any amino acid or herbal product. Right. No deaths from things like blue cohosh, echinacea, ginkgo biloba, ginseng, kava kava, valerian, yohimbe. You know, and the Asian medicines, Ayurvedic medicines, have been using botanicals for like, you know, millennia. And they're saying that, oh, no, we don't have any proof that it works. It's been working for millennia. What? Now, I'm going to reiterate this. I did this in a past show, but it says 61 poison centers provide coast-to-coast data for the U.S. poison data system, which is then reviewed by 29 medical and clinical toxicologists. NPDS, the author writes, is one of the few real-time national surveillance systems in existence, providing a model public health surveillance system for the types of exposures public health event... identifications, resilience, response, and situational awareness tracking. Over half of the U.S. population takes daily nutritional supplements. Even if each of those people took only one single tablet a day, that would make 154 million individual doses for a total of over 56 billion doses annually. And most people take more than one vitamin or mineral. So the actual consumption is way higher than that, but there are zero, zip, zilch, none, nada deaths. No, that's right. But pharmaceutical drugs are killing people all over the place. Now, talking about that, There was an article of May 9th of 2007 in the New York Times. Said two of the world's largest drug companies are paying hundreds of millions of dollars to doctors every year to give their patients anemia medications, which regulators now say may be unsafe at commonly used doses. Says that the payments are legal, but very few people outside of the doctors who receive them are aware of their size. Critics, including prominent cancer and kidney doctors, say the payments give physicians an incentive to prescribe the medicines at levels that might increase patients' risks for heart attacks and strokes. Go figure. Heart attack, stroke, need more drugs. Yeah. It all goes on to say industry analysts estimate that each payment, such payments to cancer doctors and their big users of the drugs, kidney dialysis centers, total hundreds of millions of dollars a year are a very important source of profit for doctors and the centers. The payments have been risen over the last several years as the makers of drugs, Amgen and Johnson & Johnson, compete for market share and try to expand the overall business. Now, you know, looking back at the Health Care Reform Act, well, you know, stop all the Medicare fraud. Remember that Johnson & Johnson was involved in fraud by getting the rest homes for the senior citizens to prescribe their antidepressant drugs and other drugs to their patients. Yeah, with the kickbacks and payola. So Johnson & Johnson seems to be right in the middle of all of that. If you want to see these articles and reports that are going up there, make sure you go to drannette.com and you will be able to go to the archives, listen to the past shows, and check out those links. The link to this New York Times article will be up there in a couple of days when my IT guy gets it up on the web, which it takes a day or two. Anyway, it looks like we're coming up on that break. And when we come back, we're going to look a little bit deeper into this issue about doctors reaping millions of dollars for anemia drugs. And we're also going to look at a National Geographic article that was published November 12, 2009, about something in the Washington state water. So you want to stay tuned from that. We'll be right back.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. Five different health packs are available. For example, for general wellness, the Wellness Essentials Pack, which contains a one-month supply of Metagenics Wellness Essentials Daily Nutritional Support, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, BCZ, and Silver, all for just $169.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All five items of $55 value, absolutely free. Plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer. So visit drannette.com today. That's drannette.com.
Okay, we're back from the break. And we were talking about how doctors are reaping millions for anemia drugs. Well, that's just the anemia drugs. I mean, that doesn't even include the rest of it, like the antidepressants that they're fostering off on our senior citizens in the rest homes, retirement homes. Okay, there's also an article on Natural News. Tony Isaacs, citizen journalist, wrote, this was from February 3rd, 2010. For generations, we have been told by mainstream medicine that their drugs are safer and more effective than natural alternatives such as those man has used for healing for thousands of years. Similarly, we have been told that herbs and other natural alternatives are unproven, usually of little or no value and often may be dangerous. History tells us an entirely different story. The article goes on to say that proponents of mainstream drugs and critics of natural healing usually cite the lack of scientific studies proving the effectiveness or safety of herbs and natural alternatives. Likewise, mainstream drug advocates point to the wealth of studies which prove their effectiveness and safety of patented mainstream drugs. However, relatively few comprehensive studies have been conducted on herbs other than to find a compound that has to be that can be synthesized or uniquely isolated so it can be patented and profited from by the drug companies. Drug companies are by far the largest source of funding for medical studies, and the cost of such studies is a huge barrier for natural alternatives. The FDA trial process costs hundreds of millions of dollars, and no one can afford to get a natural item approved that they cannot control. Whole herbs and extracts of herbs that contain multiple compounds found in nature cannot be patented, so they can't profit from it. So, you know, taking a look at that, it's really annoying, because for centuries, millennia, human beings have been using herbs, minerals, vitamins, and all those kinds of things to optimize health and repair health issues. That's not proof enough. They say you go into a court of law and you swear into the court of law that you witnessed a particular incident. They take that as gospel. They will convict a person on circumstantial evidence because of what people say under oath in court of law. However, but when you want to say, here is my medical records, these are the herbs and things I took, I didn't do pharmaceuticals, they call it empirical, and it has no value because there's no clinical studies. Balderdash, I say. So we have the Johnson & Johnson reaping benefits from paying millions of dollars out to doctors for prescribing anemia drugs. We have no idea how much they're getting, that they're paying out to these senior retirement homes and nursing care homes to give them these antidepressant drugs. And we've got the FDA, who purports to be for the people, to protect the people, but all they are is strong arm for the pharmaceutical companies. And it says that the FDA added to concerns about drugs, releasing a report that suggested that their use might need to be curtailed in cancer patients. Well, of course, you know, iron feeds cancer. So if you're feeding someone an anemia drug to boost iron in the blood, it could be detrimental. My lands. Anyway, so the FDA comes out just often enough to make themselves look like they care, but we all know what the real truth is about that. Okay, so, you know, we look at the mainstream drugs. They're poisoning the population with these drugs. They're poisoning the population with vaccines. They're poisoning the population with fluoride in the water. They're poisoning the population with fly ash on the crops. The list goes on and on. And then the GM, you know, genetically modified foods, compounds this issue. Well, what's going on? Oh, then they can't figure out why our children's fitness levels are like in the toilet. Yeah, the advent of the television and video games is contributory. However, our children are sick. Have you seen our children these days? You go to a middle school and you will see a bunch of obese children. There are several components to that, not the least of which is toxicity. They are being pumped full of garbage, and their bodies are doing their best to try to compensate, because what the body, one of the body mechanisms is to encase toxic metals with fat and move it away from the vital organs. Yes. And also, they are not being fed nutritious food, nutrient-devoid foods, foods that have things like ammonia in hamburger from fast foods, ammonia and scrapings from the floors of all those slaughterhouses. Well, there was an article that was posted in the BBC News by Nick Triggle. He says sedentary lifestyles are making children less fit, even among those who are not obese. A study suggests Essex University staged fitness tests on 600 10-year-olds a decade apart in an area with low levels of obesity. They found significant falls in fitness levels, concluding that the average 10-year-old in 1998 could beat 95% of youngsters in 2008 in running tests. The researchers said the focus on obesity was obscuring the health risk of wider declines in fitness levels. Children are routinely weighed and measured in schools in England as part of the government's drive to tackle rising obesity rates, but there's no equivalent for fitness. Well, you know, if we've got children that are not getting the nutrition that they need, you know, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and all those things, they are sitting on their tuchus because the people have been kicked out. The parents have been kicked out of their educational process. And, you know, a lot of people are apathetic about it. Here, turn on the TV and leave me the heck alone while I go do my thing. This becomes sedentary. Instead of going out and finding friends, they play with friends on video games, on Xbox, and on the internet. So it's no wonder that our children are terribly ill. They're not going to have long lives, ladies and gentlemen. We need to do something about it. Okay, so here comes the big news, especially for this area. Cocaine, spices, and hormones are now being found in drinking water. Now, the University of Washington research team, they released a study with the results that were from the study they conducted on contaminant residue in the waters of Puget Sound in Washington State. There were all kinds of spices, flavorings, and all kinds of other substances that are being identified as making their way out of water treatment plants and back into the world's water supply. Well, you know, it was kind of interesting as they found that during Thanksgiving and Christmas, there were extra amounts of cinnamon, while chocolate and vanilla are especially popular on the weekends. Well, there's caramel corn residue. Waffle cone pieces are excessive around Independence Day. And the most popular contaminant found in the sound is artificial vanilla flavor, which is found in an average of 14 milligrams per liter of water. My goodness. Illegal drugs have become a problem in many water supplies where the residue is toxic to both animals and humans. In 2008, a study found that 92% of water samples at a Spanish treatment plant contained traces of cocaine. Italy's longest river, the Po River, is also said to carry daily noticeable levels of the narcotic through its waterways, as well as 44 pounds of daily pharmaceutical drugs, which are also highly problematic. What? Now, this is from this National Geographic News, November 12, 2009. And it's a story that's part of a special series that explores the global water crisis. And this article will be up on my website, drannette.com. You can go over there and read it for yourself from National Geographic. And that way you can also follow the story as it unfolds. And it's by Christine Delamore. She says that Washington, the University of Washington Associate Professor Richard Keel heads the Sound Citizen Program, which investigates how what we do on land affects our water. Keel and his team have tracked pulses of food ingredients that enter the Sound during certain holidays. So we have vanilla and all those cinnamon and chocolate and things like that. But we have those illegal drugs like cocaine and methamphetamines. Oof. Let's see, he also says, after a person has taken such drugs such as cocaine, heroin, marijuana, and ecstasy, active byproducts of these substances are released into the sewage stream through that person's urine and feces. These byproducts or metabolites are often not completely removed from the sewage treatment process. At least in Europe, says this one lady of the Mario Negri Institute of Pharmacological Research in Milan. This means that the drug-tainted wastewater can enter groundwater and surface water, which are collectively the major sources of drinking water for most people. So they have this, over here in Washington State as well. Pharmaceutical drugs, there's also contaminants, and the EPA is looking at that, but I don't trust them either because they're the ones that says it's okay to put heavy metals on our crops. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's like we're coming up to the end of the show. Remember, you can go to drannette.com. Spell it all out, drannette.com. And you can read all about the subjects that I talk about because I get those links, the research that I've done, and put it up for you, the listener. I hope you have a healthy and happy weekend. I'll talk to you again next week.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. Five different health packs are available. For example, the Blood Sugar Support Pack, which contains Metagenics Wellness Essentials Blood Sugar Support for healthy blood sugar and total body nutrition, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, 32-ounce VCZ, and 16-ounce Chromium, all for just $183.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All five items of $55 value, absolutely free. Plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer. So visit drannette.com today. That's drannette.com.
Elemental Research sponsors The Shift each week at this time with Dr. Annette Hazzalone. Tune in for a further discussion of living a healthier life again next weekend at the same time on KTW. Your announcer is Ron Harris. This is LBS, the Liberty Broadcasting System.